Amen. Please be seated. This is the time in our service where we get to celebrate the Lord's table. We get to intentionally remember the work that Jesus has done. It's finished. This morning, I'd like you to consider with me Hebrews 2, verses 17 and 18. If you have your Bible available, please open to Hebrews 2, verses 17 and 18. Hebrews 2, 17 and 18. Therefore, he, that is Jesus, had to be made like his brethren in all things, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For since he himself was tempted in that which he has suffered, he's able to come to the aid of those who are tempted. What's being said here? What's being said here is that Jesus had to become a man. Jesus had to become a man so that he could become a merciful and faithful high priest for men. As we remember from the Old Testament high priest would make sacrifices on behalf of the people. But as we also know from Scripture, these sacrifices were not sufficient to reconcile anyone to God. The Old Testament sacrifices did not make anyone right with God. They did not atone for sin. They only pointed to the fact that a perfect sacrifice was needed. And so Jesus came that he might become our high priest. Jesus came so that he might become our high priest. And this high priest did not offer up an external sacrifice on behalf of man. Rather, this high priest became the sacrifice for man. The perfect, once for all sacrifice to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Propitiation, what does that mean? What does it mean that Jesus became the propitiation or made propitiation? It means that Jesus made us right before God with reference to our sins. And he, Jesus, was tempted in that which he suffered. He was tempted. He was tempted when he was arrested, when he was beaten, when he was mocked, when he was spit upon, when he had a crown of thorns pressed into his head, when he was whipped, when he was forced to carry his cross, when he was nailed to that cross, when he hung upon that cross, when the full force of the wrath of God for all who believe upon Jesus was placed upon him. He was tempted. Yet this high priest, this perfect sacrifice, did not succumb to that temptation. And as a result of that temptation, when we are tempted, we can have hope because Jesus, that one who was tempted, that one who made propitiation for sins, that one who is our faithful high priest, that one who is made a man, can come to our aid. I think we must stop right there and reflect for a moment. What temptations did you face this last week? What temptations did you face this last week? Maybe you were persecuted because of your faith. Maybe you fell back into a besetting sin. Maybe an old sin that you thought you had dealt with came up. Again, and the question I would ask you this morning is, did you turn to Jesus for aid? Did you turn to Jesus for aid in that moment? Because believer, we have an awesome promise. Jesus will come to our aid. All hope all hope for our reconciliation to God, and all hope for our freedom from the slavery of sin is found in Jesus, our Savior, our perfect High Priest. This is wonderful, wonderful news. In a moment, we're going to take the bread and we're going to take the cup. And we're going to remember Jesus' body that was broken. We're going to remember his blood that was shed and poured out as the perfect lamb, the perfect sacrifice on our behalf. And it's important that we always remind ourselves when we take the bread and when we take the cup that the bread and the cup don't have some sort of special significance. And when we do this, we become more holy because of the bread and the cup. Rather, we do this out of obedience to Christ to remember what he has done. To remember him, our perfect High Priest, our perfect sacrifice. So we are remembering what Jesus has done, and we're also making a proclamation in this time. We're proclaiming something. We're proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. We cannot divorce his death and resurrection from the fact that he's returning to reign and rule. What a joy and a privilege that we get to proclaim such things. Now, if you do not believe in this gospel, if you do not believe in the things that I've spoken of, if you do not know Jesus as your perfect High Priest, as your Savior, as your only hope before God, if you have not repented and believed upon Jesus, I would plead with you to do so now. I would plead with you to repent and follow him. If you are sick of your sins, if you are burdened, if you feel weighed down by your rebellion against God, if you're tired of living in the vanity of your own self-seeking, if you are weary, I would plead with you, repent. If any of those things describe you this morning, I would plead with you, repent of your sins and come to Christ. It's costly. But in Christ, we find rest and peace and joy and hope that this world can never offer. And most importantly, in God, we find forgiveness of sins. We find hope because the wrath of God that we deserved in our sins, we are forgiven of it, made right before God. If you refuse to trust in the Lord, then I would ask that as God's word teaches, you would let the bread and the cup just pass by. This is a time for believers to remember our Savior. Believers, Scripture warns of taking the bread and the cup in an unworthy manner. What would constitute an unworthy manner? It's this. If there's sin in your life that you're aware of and you have not repented, then repent. Repent now and take the bread and the cup and remember what Christ has done. Men, please come forward and serve us. And when your heart is prepared, take communion on your own this morning.